Billie Eilish, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. As I was thinking about how long this week has felt to me.
Yeah, I cannot believe that it's only January 10th.
I just remembered that we have a post-show meeting today, don't we?
Oh my gosh, yeah, we do.
Like an all-staff meeting?
Who did that? Who decided on that?
On a Friday?
Oh, man. Yeah, they're really making us work hard today.
In the world, and it's Quitter's Day.
And it's Quitter's Day.
Meaning that we're going to quit our jobs because there's a post-show meeting today. That's not what that means.
No,
right?
No, no. No, I actually did not know what Quitter's Day was. Get this. I had an ad come up on Disney Plus while I was like watching a kid's movie. And it was like, don't be a victim of Quitter's Day. Apparently, this is a thing.
What is it, though? Quitting what, though?
The second Friday in January. It's the day that most people have decided, research shows, that by today, people have abandoned their New Year's resolutions.
No, not yet.
Only 10 days in.
No, come on. It's Friday. You got to have some extra motivation.
But that's when people are like, well, you know what? Maybe next year. Maybe next year I'll try this. Give it a go.
If being in the gym, like people who get gym memberships right after the first of the year.
Uh-huh.
See, I don't know. So I have a membership to the YMCA.
Okay.
And I was at the YMCA on the Sunday after New Year. Okay. So this past Sunday.
Okay.
Is when I was at the Y.
It was packed, right?
It was incredibly packed on a Sunday morning. The thing is, though, I never, or I should say rarely, go to the Y on a Sunday morning. I rarely work out on a Sunday.
Yeah.
My workouts are during the week for the most part. I like to take the weekends off.
Uh-huh.
You know, I try to get as many workouts in during the week. On the weekends, I just like to lie around and be lazy.
Recoup, reset.
But I was at the Y this past Sunday. I'm not kidding you when I say every single treadmill and elliptical was taken up. And people were waiting for treadmills to open up.
It's like lines at Disney World, but it's the gym.
Really? Kind of crazy. I should go to the YMCA on Sunday just to see if it's like that again, to see if there's any quitters.
Yeah, just run like a case study based on your own gym. Like, how crowded is it today? Have like a little notepad in there. Like, okay, we have 40 out of 45 treadmills taken right now. Like,
right. So I didn't make any. That's actually a good idea to have like an app where
you can track.
You can look to see how many treadmills are available. That would help me before I actually go to a gym.
I think that exists.
Does it?
Like, I think it does.
Sort of like how Sports Clips or whatever, Great Clips, whatever it is, that you can make appointments for hair appointments online, but you can check to see how long it's going to take before you sit down in the chair to get your haircut. Do that for treadmills and
ellipticals. That's a good idea. If that's not a thing, that needs to be a thing. $1 million idea right there. TM.
I've never heard of it. Seriously, did we just come up with a great idea?
Maybe. I'll do a little digging here, but hey, if not, it's all yours, Bill.
I'll pitch it today in the post-show meeting.
Yeah, good luck.
Nobody will care. what's going on today? We've got good vibes. We have Red Flag Friday. We have so many updates on things that we were talking about on the show this week. Today, I intend on updating you with new information on all of that stuff. The Q Morning Show. Thanks for being here.
Let's go!
You've got Q104 this morning. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. I guess some good news coming out of Los Angeles last night. A lot of bad news. A lot more bad news. The footage that I have been seeing.
It's just, I mean, through my phone, it looks like an absolute nightmare. So I cannot imagine what it has to look like in person. It's just complete devastation.
It's painfully ironic. It looks like a movie scene in Hollywood, like of a post-apocalyptic society.
It's
terrible.
It's absolutely crazy.
The death toll has risen a bit to 10. The good news that I saw was the Palisades fire is now considered to be 6% contained. So they're making some progress on that. Did you see this? The guy who they arrested for trying to start a fire.
Oh, yeah. Two of the fires I saw reported yesterday that two of the fires that broke out that were One of them was in Studio City, and one of them was a bigger one, were sparked by people.
Some arsonist, yeah. He's just out there, and residents see him, and they tackled him and held him down until the police get there. He was trying to light a fire.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's sick.
That's wild to me, because this is already one of those things that wildfire season is, it's a very, very scary thing out in Southern California. Mm-hmm. And I feel so bad just watching the scenes come out of these fires. I'm hoping that over the weekend, the winds can calm down. They can hopefully get things more contained. And I don't know if you saw this, but I saw there was like a caravan of like firefighters from like Washington and Oregon heading down to help.
Oh, that's
with
awesome.
The fires, which is really cool. Same thing with like NorCal firefighters we're going down to.
Thank goodness for our first responders. All right, good vibes on the way this morning. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Thanks for being here.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
I always go with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
Q104.
Q104, good morning, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So yesterday, at this time, we were talking about Jeans Guy.
Jeans Guy in the gym.
Because there's a guy that works out at the fitness center here at the Halley Building, which is where the Q104 studios are located. And I'm used to this guy. I remember the first time that I saw him, I had the exact same thoughts that Alyssa did. But that was like 3 years ago. And I'm used to it now. I've seen this guy. He comes in and works out right around the same time that I do. And it looks like he might work in the building and on his lunch hour.
We're not sure his backstory.
He walks in. He's wearing nice jeans, a nice polo shirt.
And he just hops on a machine.
Yeah.
And in his jeans.
Just starts pumping some iron.
It's crazy. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw it the first time.
So Alyssa noticed this guy, and we were talking about him yesterday. And privately, Alyssa has told me this. She said, are you sure that it's okay for us to talk about Jeans Guy on the air? Because what if he hears this? What if he listens? And I said, come on, Alyssa. Like, what are the chances of that? Like, what are the chances that Jeans Guy is going to hear us talk about him? I mean, you've seen our ratings. Regular people aren't listening to the show.
But what are the chances? Jeans Guy might be listening.
Jeans Guy might be listening.
And you know what? I don't want to yuck someone's yum. If he likes to work out in jeans, who am I to tell him he shouldn't? You know?
So I kind of poo-pooed Alyssa's concerns. And then yesterday after the show, I go back down to the workout room. I walk into the workout room and my mouth drops. I am stunned by what I see. I immediately go into the locker room and I text Alyssa all caps. Oh my God, Jeans Guy is here and he's wearing shorts.
So he heard us. That I'm convinced. You cannot convince me otherwise. Jeans Guy heard us talking about him. This is my worst nightmare. This is so badly what I did not want to happen. Bill made it sound like I was being crazy, like he would never be listening. But then all of a sudden, he shows up in shorts. Coincidence?
I think it's a coincidence.
You do?
I do.
I don't.
It's so funny, though.
I like how, like, I'm just privately freaking out about this. Meanwhile, this guy probably has no clue.
I don't think he has any clue. Because I'm texting Alyssa. We're continuing our text thread. And my first point was, wouldn't he look at me weird or something? Or just be like, yeah, you're the guy that was talking about me this morning. That's why I'm in. That he would probably look at me. But then I thought, what if he doesn't know what I look like?
Barely and so, anybody knows what we look like. If they don't follow us on social media, they do not know.
But I think that if you heard, if I was a guy and I heard a radio show talking about me, I think that I would go to their Instagram or something or the website just to see what they look like. I think I would do that. So I think that if this guy heard us talking about him, I think he would have a general idea of what we look like.
And you weren't getting any side eyes down there?
He didn't make eye contact with me one time. And here's where what I really think happened. I think that yesterday he did a different kind of workout. He had more of a cardio workout yesterday.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because he was on the elliptical at some point.
Okay.
And I never see him on the elliptical.
I've only seen Jeans Guy on the treadmill.
Oh, I've never even seen him on the treadmill.
I've only seen him on the treadmill.
I've only seen him on the machine. So I think he had more of a strenuous workout yesterday, which required him to wear shorts.
Jeans guy, we're fascinated by you.
But what an incredible coincidence that I have not seen this guy in anything else but a very business casual in the workout room.
Jeans in the gym.
Yes.
But yesterday, that all changed, and I just hope it wasn't because of us. So, Jeans guy, if you're listening, we are your biggest fans. We're rooting for you.
Oh, it's great. This morning, we have Red Flag Friday. So, it's something that's going on in your current relationship or maybe the relationship that you want to get started. And you've noticed this, and you're like, wait a minute. Is that a red flag? We will dissect that for you coming up. The Q Morning Show.
Let's go!
Q104, The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. You know, of all the things that we're doing right now, Alyssa, I think this might be my favorite. Red Flag Friday. Now, I like everything that we do on the show, but maybe this is because it's so new. Maybe that's why I enjoy it so much. Red Flag Friday. I guess, do you need to be in a relationship in order to...
No. No, I would say, like, it's almost better if you're not in a relationship. If you're, like, kind of starting to date somebody and you're seeing the signs and...
Right.
And just wondering if they should move forward at all.
But even if you are in a long-term relationship, for example, if you're married for a long time, like if I was out with Paula one night and then I walked into the other room and she's making out with one of her coworkers...
That might be a red flag.
Is that a red flag?
I would think so.
I might bring that to the show. Let's find out what's going on with Maggie in Willoughby. Maggie, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to us and for coming on the show. Tell us about the red flag that you have noticed.
All right, so this guy I've been seeing for the past few months, you know, he's nice. It's nothing super serious, but I did see something at his apartment this week that just was screaming red flag right at me. So I wanted to, you know, see what you guys thought about it.
Okay. Something in his apartment that you saw. What was it?
He had all of these dirty clothes piled up in a corner, and I was just kind of poking around and said something along the lines of, like, oh, looks like someone needs to do some laundry. And he's like, yeah, I forgot to take it with me to my parents' house over the holidays, so I'm a bit behind. And I was like, do you not have a laundry machine here? Because he does live in an apartment. But then he said his complex does have laundry, but he just always takes his laundry home to his mom so she can do it.
Hold on a second. Wait, hold on. So his mom does all his laundry?
Yes. I was like, hold on. Wait. Do you even know? Like, I was confused. Like, does he even know how to do laundry? And he actually told me, I mean, I'm sure I could figure it out.
Wait.
And this is a grown man that you're dating.
This is a grown man. And this man literally doesn't even do his own laundry. And he turned 30 this year.
Oh.
Oh, come on. Just him saying that he's sure he could figure it out, he just exposed himself. He doesn't know.
Exactly. And thankfully, this is nothing really serious, I mean, yet. But I don't know. And I don't really want to get wrapped up in this whole man-boy, mama-boy situation. And, you know, I just got to ask, do you guys think this is like a red flag, or am I looking way too much into this?
Okay. 216-474-0104. Do you want to share your opinion now, Alyssa, or should we just...
I mean, I would say it's a red flag off the bat. If this man, not boy, doesn't do his own laundry, come on.
And he's about to turn 30. His mom still does his laundry. Is that a red flag? 216-474-0104. Your call's coming up. The Q Morning Show. Red Flag Friday on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Maggie in, I forget where Maggie's from, but Maggie has been dating a guy for a couple of months and was over at his apartment and noticed this big, huge laundry pile. And she just asked him, like, what are you doing with this? And he said, I'm getting ready to take it to my mom's to have her do my laundry. I'm going to go visit my mom. My mom usually does my laundry when I'm visiting mom. This man is almost 30 years old.
And he is not doing his own laundry.
And Maggie's just wondering, is this a red flag and potentially
a deal breaker
for the future?
Yeah.
Between the two of them. Shelly listening in Concord. Or is it Concord?
Concord.
Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
You too. Is this a red flag?
It could be, but I would want to know if the deal was open to me, too. I would date a guy and move in with him if his mother would do my laundry.
That could just be like a little extra added perk.
Exactly. That's the worst chore in the world.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, like, if this guy's mom would do my laundry, that might be, like, incentive to date him.
Exactly.
I also disagree with you, Shelley.
Why is that?
Doing the laundry, like actually putting the clothes in the washing machine, I think that's the easy part. It's the folding that's the more difficult part.
Right, but it's all doing the laundry. The whole thing.
True.
The entire process is doing the laundry.
Does mom fold the laundry for him afterwards? That's
the real question we got to figure out.
We need to know that.
Because if mom folds the laundry, Maggie, watch out. I'm coming for your man.
Heather in Akron, good morning. Is this a red flag that Maggie's, I don't want to say boyfriend, I guess the guy that she's been seeing.
Love interest.
Yeah. He's not doing his own laundry. His mom's doing his laundry.
And he's 29.
I personally think it's a red flag because I have children at home with me that are under the age of 15, which is half of his age. And they help me do the laundry. They put their own clothes away.
It's a good idea.
They help me with the dishes. They help me vacuum. They do everything.
Yeah, like this guy's got decades on her kids, and he's still not doing his own laundry.
Do you think this guy's taking advantage of his mom?
I don't know. I would be interested to know that, too. Like, does she want to do his laundry, or is he just being a lazy POS?
Yeah. This is a funny text. What's the difference if your mom does your laundry or your wife does your laundry?
I can think of some differences there. Your wife is not your mother.
Okay. So there's another text that came in that is high. Somebody said that I better not say this is a red flag because I don't do my laundry, that's inaccurate. That is misleading to say that.
This is true. Bill does not actually do the laundry, but you fold it. So you play a big part in the laundry.
I am the folder.
Yes.
Yes, it is true that I do not know how to operate my washing machine.
Wait a second. You don't actually know how to operate it?
I don't.
Bill.
Or the dryer, for that matter.
Bill.
I can't work those two items.
Yes, you can. You just don't want to.
No. It's complicated. They're complicated pieces of machinery.
You're sitting behind a soundboard with a million more buttons than your washing machine.
Okay. The difference is that I have done my laundry before. I was in college. I lived on my own for a few years before I met Paula. I did my own laundry just fine. It's just that the way that we have the chores set up at our house, she does the washing and the drying. I do the folding. That's the way it's always been. And because of the new washer and dryer that we have, I just don't know. They're complicated now. I don't understand all the buttons.
We're going to take a day where you teach me how to put air in my tires, and I'm going to teach you how to do your laundry.
I bet you couldn't figure it out.
I bet I could.
On the first try?
I bet you money I would be willing to put $100 that I could figure it out first try.
But I'm not doing anything wrong, right?
No, you're not, but you should know how to actually do the laundry. Well, like, what if Paula's out of town?
I'm going
to
take Maggie's boyfriend said. If I had to, I'd figure it out.
What, you're going to take it to your mom's house?
No, I would figure it out somehow. Watch a YouTube video or something. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Friday morning, the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Today's a big day for TikTok.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Today is the day that the Supreme Court, I can't believe that I'm even saying this, the Supreme Court is going to hear arguments today about the challenge to the TikTok ban, which is coming up very soon on January 19th.
Yeah, so as it stands right now, if TikTok actually goes away, we only have 9 more days with the app.
Because TikTok did say yesterday that if the Supreme Court does not stop this ban from going into effect, they will shut the platform down on January 19th. Supreme Court has got to listen to arguments today on should TikTok be allowed to be used in the U.S.
You want to hear something really funny? I actually, the other day, I started relearning old TikTok dances from 2020 just as like an in memoriam. I got my renegade down pretty good again.
So you're not confident. You don't think that the Supreme Court is going to overturn this. The lower courts have already...
I mean, we're really coming down to the wire here.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I mean, I'm not getting my hopes up. If anything, I'm just going to have like 7 extra hours in the day that I'm not going to know what to do with because I'm not going to be scrolling.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel any certain way about it. I'm not on TikTok. I wouldn't mind my son to be off TikTok and to find something else to do.
Oh, I'm sure that you wouldn't mind that at all. No, I mean, I'm just going to be losing out on like a major form of entertainment. My screen time is atrocious, but I'm telling myself like, well, you only have like, you know, less than 2 weeks left with TikTok. So enjoy it while you can. Meanwhile, I'm getting like 10-hour a day screen time. So
we'll see what happens today. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way. Two more chances to play today because we play twice a morning now at 7:55 and at 8:55. So we're going to need a contestant coming up to take on Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
Wake up!
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
They keep me connected. I wake up with them every morning.
Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Julie in Lorraine, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening and for being our latest contestant. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
Yes.
Let's go. Joe Alwyn is an ex of who?
Taylor Swift.
Question 2. The name of Han Solo's ship in Star Wars.
Oh, I'm going to get murdered for this. Oh, I don't know.
Who's going to be mad at you for not getting that right?
My significant other.
Question 3. He is the arch nemesis of Bugs Bunny.
Well, it could be two. It could be Yosemite Sam or also Elmer Fudd.
Our 4th question. O is the periodic symbol for what?
Oh, no. Not my favorite subject. I have no idea.
And our final question today. How many dots are on a 6-sided die?
6?
All right, Julie. Let me get Alyssa back into the studio here so we can ask her questions.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Thank you for having us on today. What are you up to?
On my way to work.
Thank you again for listening. Here comes Alyssa.
Here I am.
Wearing her red hat, putting on her headphones. It's Julie and Lorraine.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
I'm not going to tell you how Julie did today. We're just diving in with your 5 questions, Alyssa.
All right, let's hit it.
Question number 1. Joe Alwyn is an ex of who?
Taylor Swift.
The name of Han Solo's ship in Star Wars.
Is that the Millennium Falcon?
Whoa! I did not think you would get that one.
Well, there is only 2 options, Death Star or that, and I know that Han Solo is supposed to be a good guy, so.
Question 3. He is the arch nemesis of Bugs Bunny.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I can picture him, but I don't know his name. I don't know.
What are you picturing when you picture him?
I'm picturing, like, the guy in the hat. Is that who it is?
The bald guy in the hat?
Yeah, the bald guy in the hat.
Yeah, that's Elmer Fudd. Julie got that one right. Question number 4. O is the periodic symbol for what?
Oxygen?
Final question. How many dots are on a 6-sided die?
How many what? Dots?
Dots. So when I give you a die or dice, how many dots are on there?
21.
21 is correct. Alyssa with 4 today. Unfortunately, Julie only got 2.
I knew she would get it.
Oh, that's okay, Julie. That's all right, because we've got something for you. We got boat show tickets.
Oh, great. My name is Julie, and I flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. So yesterday we were talking about this condition called telephonophobia.
So fun to say.
Specifically, we were talking about it because there's this college in the UK, Nottingham College, I believe, who has created a course for Gen Z students to help them deal with this condition. fear of making outgoing phone calls, because it gives them like nausea.
Gives them anxiety.
Yeah. Panic attacks. And I was thinking of someone in my life who had this or has this or had this. And I was telling you about an intern I had way back in 2004 who we thought had this condition. We hired her as an intern to answer our phones, and she was afraid to answer the phone. So I have her on hold right now. Her name is Kelsey. She's still a good friend of mine, even though she was the world's worst intern.
Oh, my God, you're so annoying.
Oh, my gosh. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, good.
Say hello to my new partner, Alyssa Rose.
Hi.
Hi. I'm glad that we share the same sentiment. Bill, you're so annoying sometimes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
So we were talking about you on our show yesterday.
Oh, God. Why?
Well, there was a news story about this medical condition called telephonophobia.
Oh, my God.
And I was trying to recall anyone in my life, anyone in my past, anyone in my history who has had anything close to resembling telephonophobia. And I immediately thought of you.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Because I was telling Alyssa, I said, when I was working in Portland, I said it must have been right around 2004. We hired this intern named Kelsey who joined the show. And I realized quickly, because I needed her to do things, I would say, hey, will you please call this person for me? And she'd be like, I can't do that. I can't call him.
And it hasn't gotten any better. It's not at all. I didn't even want to answer this call because I knew that I would have, I don't know. I just, if it's been a while and I haven't talked to you, if I have to call and make a reservation, I just can't do it. If I can't do it online, I'll just go to a different restaurant. I don't like to call for reservations. It just is uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable.
I get it. So is it when you make calls or when you are receiving calls, or is it both?
It's both. Like around election time, when I would be getting calls, you know, because you're getting calls and you're getting texts.
Yeah.
And stuff. And if it's a number I don't know, I never answer it. I mean, it could be like I could have made a reservation for dinner online and they're calling me to confirm the reservation. And I can't even answer the phone. Like, they'll have to leave a voicemail. I'll have to listen to the voicemail. And then I'll have to, like, take a few minutes and sort of psych myself up and then call and confirm.
You have to, like, give yourself a pep talk. Walk yourself through it.
Yes, I'm like, you're safe. It's going to be okay. This is a safe space. Yeah, no, I'm glad that it's being recognized, though. That, you know, maybe if I knew this back then, I could have been medicated or something.
You were one of the pioneers of telephonophobia, for sure.
Trendsetter.
I know.
You are a mother now, and I'm sure that there's been many instances where you've had to call the school to call your kids out for some reason, or you had to call another mom for a play date or something like that.
No. No. I email. I text.
Wait, this makes me feel so much better.
Okay. Well, I know that you're a little bit older than us, but we don't call. We text. We call. Or we don't call. We text. We email. I don't know the last time I called a mom or called the school. No, you text.
There's very few things in this world that require a phone call.
Totally. I'm right there with you. An email will suffice. A text will suffice. We don't need to, we don't pick up the phone and make a call these days. It's very antiquated.
On the old show, we used to torture Kelsey after we found out about her condition, and we would actually force her to make phone calls live on the air. Like, we would just call random places, but Kelsey would have to dial and then, like, talk to somebody who answered the phone at a restaurant.
You're terrible.
Isn't that mean?
That's so mean.
I had a medical condition, and you just were exploiting me. Thanks a lot.
I don't know what. It was just so adorable to watch you, like, visibly shaking and be like, oh,
to watch
God.
Her in terror?
Yeah, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I'm, like, triggered by this now.
Kelsey, you're all grown up now.
I know.
It's wonderful to hear your voice, and I'm so happy you're doing so well.
Thank you. You too.
And thank you for answering this phone call.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Of course. Of course. Nice to meet you, and good luck.
Oh, thank you. Nice to meet you, too. Kobe,
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, great to have you with us this morning. Earlier this week, I was talking about how my wife, over the holidays, we had a day to ourselves where the kids were at grandma's, and we met up with some friends, and essentially we were doing some day drinking. And we got back to our house that night, and we had turned on the Nate Bargatze comedy special, the latest one that dropped on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite comedians right now. And as we're watching the comedy special, I was just dying laughing and just really enjoying myself. And while this is going on, my wife, who was perhaps at this time a little tipsy, started to plan my birthday party, which really isn't until March. And Nate Bargatze, the comedian, is coming to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in October.
In October? This is all over the place already.
So she started randomly texting everyone in our phone book, essentially, on our iPhone, asking if they wanted to go to Nate Bargatze to celebrate my birthday.
I'm just very honored that I got a drunk text from your wife. I feel very special about it.
And so after the special is over, my wife is trying conversation with me and trying to convince me that we need to purchase about $4,000 worth of Nate Bargatze tickets so we can celebrate my birthday.
$4,000 worth? No, seriously, like it was what, like 30 tickets?
30 tickets. She said we need to buy 30 Nate Bargatze tickets.
Which I don't, we even were talking about this later. I don't even think you can do that.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
You can't. I don't think
that's too many tickets to buy at once. You can't.
Yeah. I don't think they allow that because they try to avoid, you know, the ticket companies, you know, buying up all the tickets. Right. So, but she's like, this is celebrate your birthday. Everybody wants to come and celebrate with you. We're going to go to Nate Bargatze. And it's like, well, I'm not buying $4,000 worth of tickets to celebrate my birthday.
Come on. We'll pay you back.
It did not happen. But it just got me thinking, it's like, what has happened when you're a little inebriated and...
And maybe you don't have someone there to stop you.
Right.
Maybe you just press buy and see what happens.
And so this was you during COVID times?
Yeah, the one that I really remember is I ordered a lava lamp.
All right.
Yeah.
And so it showed up at your front door.
Mm-hmm.
And you opened it up and you're like, is this a mistake?
Yeah, I was like, huh? Like, okay. That's cool, I guess. It could have been so much worse. I mean, it was only like $20. Like, it wasn't that bad.
It could have been a lot worse, right?
But very random. Very random.
Yeah, you have no idea. Like, what were you watching?
Yeah, what got me wanting a lava lamp?
Right.
I don't know. I wasn't watching that 70s show. I really couldn't tell you, what
still
inspired
have,
me.
Do you still have it to this day?
No. R.I.P.
What did you do with it?
I mean, I moved a couple of times, and lava lamps don't really do well with that.
All right.
They really don't.
216-474-0104. What is your drunk purchase? The thing you bought, and it showed up, you didn't even remember ordering it.
And you're like, what?
216-474-0104.
Hey.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Melody in North Royalton. Good morning.
Morning.
So, have you ever made a purchase when perhaps you had a couple of drinks inside you?
Apparently, yes.
Oh, you don't even remember.
No, I don't remember. But my boyfriend took, picture evidence, so it must have happened.
Okay.
I apparently ordered from Domino's one night. And, you know how you can, make your own, build your own pizza on the app?
Uh-huh.
Put your own toppings and stuff. Well, apparently I ordered a medium pizza with everything on it. I checked every single box. It had anchovies, pineapple, you name it. It was on this pizza.
What? Ew.
Well, and it cost $24 for this medium pizza.
Because you got every topping.
Well, yeah, and then I passed out before it even arrived.
Oh, you weren't able.
Oh, classic.
You weren't even able to partake.
Oh, no. And my boyfriend was so pissed because he didn't want to even touch it. He said it just looked disgusting.
Did you end up having it at all, like, the next day? Did you dare?
Oh, no. No, the evidence was destroyed before I woke up the next morning.
Oh, he just got it out of there. He was like, no.
Yeah.
Not even worth taking up space in the fridge.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm on the Domino's site right now. Yeah, there's pepperoni, sausage, bacon, ham.
That's all normal, not offensive.
Mushrooms, onions, green peppers, black olives.
I'm getting a little crazier.
Spinach.
Oh.
Gotta have your greens.
Not on my pizza. Girl, no.
This is great. Thank you, Melody, for calling up and sharing this with us.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Billie Eilish, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa's Aunt Beth is on the line right now.
Good morning, Aunt Beth.
Good morning, Alyssa Rose. Sorry to out you.
No, that's okay.
Aunt Beth called up, first of all, just to give Alyssa some crap about not staying in touch.
About my telephonophobia. No, it's okay. I deserve it. I'm admittedly terrible at answering texts.
Aunt Beth, how many times have you seen Alyssa? How many times have you seen Alyssa since she's moved back home?
Horribly once, I think.
Oh, come on.
I know. We have to be better.
Yeah, we suck. It's awful. I'm bad, too, I have to say. So, yes, we do need to get together.
We're working on it. It's a new year.
And apparently this thing about how Alyssa had a couple of drinks and went online and ordered a lava lamp. Apparently that condition runs in the family because Aunt Beth has done something like that too. Is that right?
Yes, correct. And I'm sure it runs in every family, but yes, I also did that.
So what did you order?
So I went online and decided I was going to order a BB gun for my family because we have space in our woods in the back. And then I was like, you know what? All three boys should have a BB gun because then they could all shoot together. So I ordered two more. And then I didn't think the sale went through. So I ordered it again.
Oh, no.
And I ended up getting six BB guns.
Six BB guns, Aunt Beth?
Yes. Yes. And we still have them, and they work great. And what's nice is when one breaks, we've got another one. So, and we've had a party where we used all of them at the same time. So it actually worked out.
Well, there you
go. It was a great purchase.
You just
got a
stockpile.
It was a lot of money at once. Yeah.
I would say
so. And then I was afraid I was going to get flagged by the government for ordering six BB guns.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
What a mess.
You better be careful from now on. They're watching you.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure they're watching me about my BB guns.
For sure. Definitely.
Okay, so you remember wanting a BB gun, but it just turned out that after you ended up with six.
Yes. Okay. Like, I remember it. I just was very tipsy, and I probably wouldn't have bought, three, I think, was a good decision, but I might have wanted to recheck everything before I, placed the order a second time.
Might have wanted to make sure that it went through
before
placing it again.
I would have thought better about that second choice. So, and then it's hard to return them. So, you just get six BB guns and have a party.
Well, if I ever need a BB gun, I know who to go to.
Yes,
you should go to one of Aunt Beth's BB gun shooting parties.
I could do that.
Sounds safe?
Sounds like a good time to me.
Thank you, Aunt Beth. Okay, so coming up this morning, I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but this summer we want to send you to Nashville to go see Coldplay. It's a sold-out show, and we'll get you to Nashville. Airfare. We'll put you up in a hotel. So a Q keyword is on the way after 9 this morning. Also, another round of Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge for some boat show tickets coming up on the Q Morning Show.
Up early in the morning, morning.
Real life, real Cleveland. Bill and Alyssa.
Wake up, baby. You need to wake up,
wake up.
Q Morning Show on Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Craig in Brunswick is next in the hot seat. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Let's see if you can take Alyssa down. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions, Craig?
Let's give her a shot.
The artist also commonly referred to as the Piano Man.
That would probably be Billy Joel.
Question two, what is the title of a book, a movie, and a TV series that explores the drama and passion of small-town Texas football?
Football was Hoosiers. Texas State. Yeah. No, I'm missing it. Go on.
Question three, what is the name of the fictional country from the movie Black Panther? Here is question four. If I were someone who studied dinosaurs and fossils, I'd be what type of scientist?
Anthropologist.
And our final question, Craig, how many days are in the month of September?
September has 31.
All right, Craig, let me get Alyssa in the studio here.
Sounds good.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Craig, would you like to know how you performed today?
Well, probably 2 out of 5.
It was just 1.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
Anthropology. What a panther? I know I took that college class, too.
Don't beat yourself up, Craig.
Yeah.
Alyssa's back in the studio. Maybe she's having a really off day. Let's find out. Alyssa, are you ready for your 5 questions?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Hey, Alyssa.
Hello. Good morning.
Craig is beside himself right now.
I feel like I don't need to ask how you did. I feel like I'm getting the vibe right now.
Go on. Ask the questions.
Thank you, Craig. I appreciate it. Question number one. The artist also commonly referred to as the Piano Man.
Elton John.
No. Wait, hold on.
Wait, no?
That's incorrect. Billy Joel is the correct answer.
Sorry, it was the other old guy.
So disrespectful.
Bill's just shaking his head at me.
Question two. What is the title of a book, a movie, and a TV series that explores the drama and passion of small-town Texas football?
Friday Night Lights.
That is correct. What is the name of the fictional country from the movie Black Panther?
Is it Wakanda?
It is Wakanda. Question four. If I were someone who studied dinosaurs and fossils, I'd be what type of scientist?
A paleontologist.
That is also correct. Our final question today. How many days are in the month of September?
30.
30 is correct. Yeah. Alyssa with an impressive 4 for 5 today. Craig.
Nice.
He only got 1.
You know what, Craig, which one did you get?
Billy Joel.
Okay, so at least you got the one that I missed. So there we go. We just balanced each other out.
Yeah, and a couple of those I took in classes. I knew them, but I just couldn't think of them.
It's all right, Craig. It sounds like you need a trip to the boat show. We're going to send you to the IX Center for the Progressive Cleveland Boat Show.
Oh, fun. Great. Thanks. My name is Craig, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.